When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez, and I'm only Ez, as in there is no Lane today. So let's get the funny out of the way, shall we? What do you call a hobbit party? Ready? A little get-together. I thought that was funny. Okay, on to some updates. I'm going to keep this short.
Oh, that actually got me. I'm sorry.
I know it's not good podcasting to do an update here, an update there, here and up, there and up. Old McDonald had a fun. Is that corny? That's pretty corny. You know what I mean. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So here we go. Hopefully you all have seen some of the excitement that Lane is building around concerning hobbits. I don't want to say too much because I know half of it, half as well as I should like. A little Bilbo reference. And there really are so many cool things that he's got planned, so stay tuned on that. I really think you're going to like more than half of it, half as well as it deserves. Did that make sense? This is like, I don't know if Bilbo's quote actually makes sense. Basically what I'm trying to say, it's pretty cool stuff, so wait and see. Now, coming up on the podcast, Lane and I will be back together in the Shire on April 6th for a little collaboration with our good friend Cameron Hansen. We'll also be back to a few virtual recordings, including a guest appearance by Travis Sigler of Weird Mead and Leather. By the way, you can place an online order at www.weirdleatherandmead.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll find a nice big juicy, quote, buy mead button. You shall press this button and enjoy mead from a distant magical land. I will press this button and enjoy mead from a distant magical land. That was weird with a Y. Thanks, Rosie. So April and May, be on the lookout for a few more moments in Middle Earth. As a matter of fact, right after you're finished with this episode, you'll find a nice little night breeze that Lane and I recorded back in the fall. Don't know what happened to that episode. It kind of got lost. Lane's audio was buried and then my audio got buried on an SD card, and finally we got it all together. It was almost as bad as Thorne and Company looking for the Arkenstone when Bilbo already had it. Guys, I'm not the funny guy. I'm just trying to, like, you know, make some Lord of the Rings references here. But anyway, hope you enjoy that as much as we enjoyed recording it. Now, on to some more updates. These are a bit more serious in tone. I just want to share with you guys some of the things kind of going on in my mind. And here we go. Over the past few years, Ez has had some crazy adventures. I've had some emotional times, some of the best days of my life, as well as plenty of other like hardships and different things kind of going on. Life is challenging, and I can feel another big shift coming. So to me, it's actually quite impressive that through all of these different phases of life that Lane and I have actually kept this project going. It's not going to be like other projects out there. It's just something we pick up together and we put down together. We enjoy it, and when the time is right, we continue it. So thanks for understanding that. There are plenty of other Tolkien podcasts and content creators to enjoy, and we'll actually get to one of those folks here in just a few minutes. But we'll come and go as wizards do. But Lane and I both have full-time jobs, have our own families, and our own lives to live. Lane actually used to tell me that there might come a time when I'll meet my Rosie, and I'll go off adventuring with her, and say, bye-bye. And he was right. That's what life's about. That's the good stuff. I'm still doing that, and will continue to. Lottie and I actually have a lot planned in the next year, so I'm going to be busy. Super busy, guys. Which is a good thing. I've got passion projects I want to work on, professional development I want to do, a family to build, a home to acquire, and so on. That's the hope, anyway. My mom used to tell me, you're doing a good job, just keep going. And to all of you, no matter where you are, you're doing a good job. Just keep going. Keep moving forward. So basically that means that Lane and I will have to do more virtual recordings when we can and when the time is right. will be down in the Shire to enjoy the Shire and to enjoy the fellowship we have with the Smith Six. It's kind of funny. At one point, we actually joked about turning the podcast over to different co-hosts. And maybe there will be a season for that. Who knows? It'd actually be kind of fun to hear different voices produce the show. But the main point here is that there are seasons in life. And right now, Ez is kind of in a season of his life where I'm not as available. I'm not as responsive, and I'm not as productive on things that people want me to be productive on. Like, literally, I've got a sign up that says, quote, no admittance, except on party business. And honestly, guys, I don't even know what the party business is or would be. But I wanted you to hear that from me. I haven't been able to get back to Lane, my own sister, other friends, family, and a lot of you. That doesn't mean I don't love you or them. What it does mean is that I'm working away on other things. And actually, those things are necessary to my fulfillment. And they help me build towards a future where I can be more available to friends, family, listeners, colleagues, and so on. But for now, I've got to toil on. And I've had to like remind myself that from my mid-20s to my mid-30s, I went through this whole season of life where I tried to be there for everyone that I could. I was literally bouncing all over the place. Shadowfax and I were doing double time. It was legit crazy. And there's much more to that season of life that I don't really want to go into, but I am thankful for it. And I've learned a lot from it. And over the past couple months, I've learned a lot about myself and I've reflected on my journey and our journey here on Up Talkin' Tolkien. Lane often used to say that this podcast couldn't happen without Goldberry and all of her support. And now the same is true for my Rosie. And it has to have the support of Lane's children, and hopefully my future children. We both have always been a family-first production, and many of you actually feel like an extension of our family. We've literally let you into our lives and our homes. So for me, it's important that I let you know that I've shifted into this new season of life, which I'm happy about. I mean, I honestly love this project. I love Lane. I love his family. I love you guys. But for a time and for a season, it'll have to be a little different. But that's okay. I just wanted everyone to know and hear from me as to why things might be different for a season. Meanwhile, Lane and Mike Charles and others are working away on Concerning Hobbits, so there's actually plenty of goodness coming down the line. And when Rings of Power Season 2 comes out, we might just open up the Hobbit Hotline on Friday nights so that we can get more of your thoughts on the podcast. After Season 1, I don't think you guys really want to hear what we have to say about Season 2, but we'll see. Who knows? Now, case in point here, I had a message in my inbox that I missed, and then saw and forgot and so on, you know how it goes. But when I finally found the headspace to open it up and read it, it was from Seth Moldenhauer, host of Well Earned Comforts podcast. Link in the description. After the 6-year anniversary episode, he heard some of the things that I had going on and he sent me something very interesting. And I really connected with it during this new season of my life. And I'd like to share it with you. He sent me a message of encouragement with a link to a recent tweet about one of Aragorn's most underrated quotes in the trilogy. Here we go. Let me read the whole tweet. Toil is defined as, quote, exhausting physical labor. Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli are known as the Three Hunters and the Two Towers because of the hunt for Merry and Pippin. After running 135 miles in 3 days, the hunters make the decision to sleep instead of continuing their pursuit of the orcs. When they awake, Legolas states that the orcs did not rest and are far beyond their reach. Gimli says, quote, this is a bitter end to all of our hope and all of our toil. Gimli is weary after running such a distance, but his heart aches at the thought of their hope being stripped away. Aragorn replies with what I believe is one of the most underrated quotes of the trilogy. Quote, to hope, maybe, but not to toil. We shall not turn back here, yet I am weary. Aragorn exemplifies what it means to be a man and a leader. He knows what needs to be done, regardless of how he feels about the situation. He leads his companions, though he knows a good outcome is unlikely. To be human is to toil. To be a man is to toil. To lead is to toil. Life is difficult and hope may be fleeting, but that doesn't mean that we turn around. We don't give up. We continue to show up each and every day and do what needs to be done. And I just thought that was great because it came at a time when I had a lot of hardship kind of going on. I think we even reference it in this next episode that you guys are going to hear. And that kind of continued on into Christmas. And I really just kind of had to settle down, right? Just sort of take a back seat and reflect on things. And I realized that everyone has their own toil. My toils are different from Lane's, and his different from mine. And sometimes they intersect or cross over, just depending on where life takes us. But we have to toil on. Sometimes our toiling may be joyful, and other times it will be bitter, but either way, we have to press on. And for me, it's really encouraging. It helped me to settle down, look back at the work that needed to be done, and it helped me to prioritize the work that is necessary for my well-being and the well-being of my family. Each and every one of us has to make those decisions for ourselves. So Seth, thanks so much for sending that. And to all of you, thanks for your understanding and your patience. If the Lord continues to grant me more time on this earth, then I'm going to continue to grow and push myself to new levels and new seasons of life. So thanks for hearing me out. This is honestly kind of like a therapy session for me. I just started writing and it just kind of kept coming out. But I feel like I needed to let everyone know where I am and what I'm doing and why I might seem distant. You know, Gandalf was gone for what, 7 years? Something like that? I don't know. And it's just going to be different. Things are going to be different, but they're okay. And so part of this is just a message to myself, a message to Lane, a message to our listeners and our community. There's a lot of cool, fun, exciting things coming up. I felt like there's this pressure that I've had to produce a lot more podcast or do more with this project. And really, my heart is to go do... there are things. There are just things that I need to do for myself and for my family. And when there's time, I'll pop in here as a wizard does, and I will record. We'll hold community activities. We'll fellowship with you guys. It might be different. It might be virtual. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's just letting everyone know that it's this season of life for me, you know, and that it's not necessarily the same season that it might be for Lane or for others. And so thankfully, Lane's out there again with others working on Concerning Hobbits. There's actually a detailed sort of breakdown of season one and season two. He's actually writing those episodes, and we'll leave those updates to him. He'll be popping on later to give us more on that, which is exciting and hopeful. And you'll see the occasional Mim or Night Breeze here and there when time allows. As always, we love you guys. Thanks for all your support over all the years. I think when you look back at it, it's been so many years. To do a project this long is wild. It is really like a lot. You put a lot into it emotionally and physically. There's just a lot of sacrifices that you have to make. You know, they're small sacrifices, but they add up over the years. And, you know, sometimes you get to this point where you reach a new season of life and you have to adjust. Things have to change. And I felt it was important to share that with all of you. So again, thanks for listening to the therapy session here. We'll be back. And like I said, listen to that new episode. It is basically this breakdown of our, I can't believe we found it, and it's actually exporting behind me right now. It is the love triangle between Aragorn, Eowyn, and Arwen. It's pretty spicy. So, I mean, it's wild. Thanks for listening till the end. Again, we'll be back. I'm rooting for all of you. Keep doing what you're doing. And remember, not all who wander are lost.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.